Vasudeva and Devaki were there He appeared. And then the passenger began to
hold their hands,
pray them. And Krishna told his history, how came. And told that keep me in Gokul. And his one daughter, but we see after that, Nandastu Atma Utpanne.
Jatallada Mahamana.
Nandatu. What? He has also one son,
one daughter.
At the same time. When Vasudeva Devaki prayed, and then Krishna told that take me to go, keep me there and bring one
daughter,
girl, and thus he went. In this way he began 10th canto. After that, some death passed. And Devaki the sister of Kans
Putana
was married. To Vasudeva Maharaj, a sadhu Kuns, very pious. When Devaki and Vasudev were going on chariot after marriage, at once
a
voice came from God and told, Ray Kans, to whom you are carrying with so happiness, they
Eight sons
will keep you. Oh. And then she kicked Kans. Oh, your us
eight.
The son,
eight son.
Eight child kill you, then
your son, your to from whom your death is there. He has come anywhere in this way. Kans began to think what to do. Then he called his all mantris,
ministers, advisors,
and told in 10 days.
Within 10 days.
Those who have taken birth, they should be killed. Charu, Moshti,
Putana,
Sal, Kusal, Mokal.
There were so many. His friends and court. And then Putana came outside. Brother, I will do. Give this task. I will go everywhere and kill them all. And thus she fly here and there and began to kill all the sons who were newly born. But at the mercy of God, she went to the demon's house and there he gave poison all demon sons. God. In the last bow, she went in Gokul. Gokul is a place, Prakat Braja. There any demons cannot go. But how she went?
Yoga Maya.
By the mercy of Krishna.
Yoga Maya.
For Leela Pushti of Krishna, she went there. And what deed? Who will tell? You?
I can speak.
Vishnu Maharaj.
Let me. All will they speak you, then who will they speak others?
Sajjad Maharaj also. Uttana.
Sajjad Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj, Rakhu
Chanspani.
Sadhu. Sadhu, Vishnu, Vishnu.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Hare.
The beginning of the 10th canto, the Vritti Kasi of the Giyaman as Kaosu Krishna and Aumyan. Sri Pichimani Singh Gurudev, these pastimes are coming from the mouths of completely renounced personalities, and this is the medicine for the destruction of Baal world and material existence. Then this nectar, the 10th canto, is simply sweet medicine for destroying material attachment. This medicine is so sweet, you won't even know that you're taking medicine. It's like a mother soaks the medicine in sugar and gives the child. Child is very happy to take it. In the same way, given these pastimes of Krishna, mind will become so absorbed in you won't even know that you are across the ocean of the materialist. They were hearing Hari Tad, this is Sahajic Samadhi, natural samadhi of Krishna. So, Kamsa knew that Krishna would appear in this world, but did he become happy? He became full of fear. Therefore, Putana, she said, don't worry, I will come. She was very, very powerful. In fact, she was almost equal in strength to Kamsa. Therefore, Kamsa adopted her like a sister. And her history is interesting also. In Satyuga, Bhagavan Narayan came in the form of Vamandev, in the form of a very small dwarf. He came there to the Yagasala, the sacrifice of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was very generous, giving charity like this. So when small Vamandev came, what do you want? I want 3 specks of land. Then Bali Maharaj agreed, but Vamandev became huge. With his first step, he took up to the planet of Lord Brahma. With his second step, he took to the planet down to Rasatala, the holy planet of the universe. Then he said, King, where I'll keep my third foot. That time, Vamadeva chastised Bali Maharaj. You have broken your promise. And he bound him with a rope and pushed him on the ground. That time, Bali Maharaj's daughter was there. Her name was Ratnamala. She was watching. When she saw how beautiful the form of Vamadeva, thought, oh, if he was my son, I would feed him breast milk. And when she thought his Vamadeva was a big cheetah, he stole the kingdom of my whole father, pushed him on the ground like a dog, then put his foot upon his head. She said, if you are my son, I will poison you also. Krishna accepted both his eyes. Yes, I will come, you will give me milk, and you will also try to poison me. So that same Ratnamala came in the form of Bhutana. Bhut means what? Who is never pure. Also Bhut means Putra, son, who had no children. Therefore she came to Gokul with the intention of killing Sri Krishna. Therefore Sri Tathagata Bhakti Roy, in his book Sri Krishna Samhita, he describes all the 18 or 19 demons which are killed by Krishna and a few by Balaram. Each of these represent one anatta, or one obstacle in spiritual life. Therefore Putana represents false guru. Because she came dressed like a gopi, like a mother, but her intention was to cover the appearance of the Supreme Lord. Therefore Thakur Bhakti Nirvana, he says one should be very careful of these demons appearing in the form of devotees. Therefore his son one night says, Paya, Ejwe, Bali, Chela, Matame, Gopi, Pala, Pinakana, Ati, Mala, Sahaja, Bhajan, Gopi, Mama, Dumas, Sange, Poya, Bala. Thakur Bhakti Nirvana said, there's one sadhu, be careful. Who is he? He is Kali Chela. He is not a disciple of Krishna. He is a disciple of Kali Yuga. Very hard to recognize him. Why? Tilak na ati mala. On his nose he has tilak. On his hand he has mala. His mother made a kopi pala. He has shaved head and kopi like Chidani Sannyasi. But everyone calls him uncle. But why is he associating with you? Just to grab your wife. So one should be very careful of these demons in the form of sannyasis, in the form of devotees especially. They were put in a cave as false guru because immediately Krishna appeared, she could not tolerate. I must finish him, I must cover him. Therefore she took the form of a very attractive young Vrajagopi. And when she entered, all the Gokul Vasis, Vrajavasis were amazed. Who is this lady? She looks like Lakshmi, but in her hand she has no crown, no lotus. Yeah, she was very attractive. All the Vrajavasis became stunned by her beauty. Therefore, she entered very easily within the compound of Nandabhavan, Purani Gokul. She was so beautiful, no one dared to question, who are you, why are you coming? She was so attractive, even Mother Yasoda, in her humility, she thought, really, she must be the real mother of Krishna, because she is so much attractive. Therefore, when she entered into Krishna's bedchamber, then Krishna, who knows everything, when he saw her, he closed his eyes. So Acharyas have given several reasons. First reason, Krishna was thinking, I'm going to kill a woman, this is not very auspicious. Therefore, he closed his eyes. Also, Putana could understand this child was like a fire covered by ashes. Therefore, if she looked in the eyes of Krishna, she would be too afraid to approach him. Therefore, to encourage her to come nearer, then Krishna also closed his eyes. Also, Putana was going to kill him, but she was dressed like a Vrajavasi. So Krishna was closing his eyes and thinking, where am I going to send her? So many reasons made Krishna close his eyes. So Putana came, and on her breast she had put very horrible poison that is called Kalkut Vish. When the devas and the demons were churning the milk ocean, that poison arose, and she was drinking it. Very, very powerful. Some drops of that Kalkut Vish, that poison, fell on scorpions, snakes, and other entities like that. So all the poison we see in this world is just from one tiny drop of Kalkut Vish. And Putana had spilled her entire breast with that. So she took baby Krishna on her lap and she began to breastfeed him. So Krishna, he's very kind. Krishna never sees the faults in anyone. Even Guru Vaishnava, they call Adosa Dasi. Gurudeva Vaishnava never see our faults. Only if we have one quality, even if we don't have a quality, they might have imposed their qualities on the Guru and Vaishnava in this world never see the faults in anyone. Then what to speak of Bhagavan Krishna? Krishna is famous. He is Bhava Grahim Janana. Krishna accepts the essence of everything. Like Vidurani, she offered green banana peels to Krishna. Krishna did not see she is offering the skin of banana peels. What did Krishna see? She is offering him so much love and devotion. They were Krishna neglected to see all the faults of Putana, her demonic birth, her coming to kill Krishna. Krishna saw one who would love her. What was that? She has come in the mood of mother. Therefore, how kind was Krishna? She took Krishna again and pushed her breast in the mouth of Krishna. Then Krishna began sucking. He began sucking so hard, he began to suck the life airs out of the body of Putana. Then when Krishna drank the poison, he drank all her anansas. He drank her gross and subtle bodies. And as she had begun, her life air was leaving Putana. She began screaming, "Oh, child, leave me! Child, leave me!" And with the strength of 60,000 elephants, she tried to push baby Krishna from her breast. But Krishna is very kind. If one comes to Krishna once, then how he will return? Saravadharma Pritya, Mahavir Kamsatam Vedam. Oye Krishna, Amitwari Pitas, Purnacharam Chari, Oyo Saravadharmas. If someone comes to Krishna even once and cries, "Oh Krishna, I am yours, forgetting you, I drink of this world," from that time Krishna completely accepts someone. No? So Putana had accepted Krishna once, then how she can give him up? Therefore, Krishna was holding on very tight. "Oh, child, leave me! Child, leave me!" But she could not push Krishna from her breast. Therefore, she thought, "I will run to Kamsmaraj, and Kamsmaraj will save me." Therefore, as she was running towards Mathura, she took her natural form as a horrible witch 12 miles long. And when she was running, then Krishna sucked out her life and she fell down dead. But Krishna made sure she did not fall within the boundary of Rajamandal. Where did she fall? On Krishna's Kamsa's sexual garden. All Kamsa's mango trees were smashed by Putana. So, when the Vrijvasis heard, they saw that Krishna had been taken out by the horrible witch Putana. All the Vrijvasis, Madhesara could not move. She was like, because Krishna is alive and her life, Krishna had been taken, it is as if her life had been taken from her body. Therefore, she was simply standing there like a painting on a wall. She could not move. But all the other Vrijvasis, they ran to where Krishna was situated. And Krishna was sitting on very high on the breast of Putana. Therefore, devotees have said, this one rule in the Vedas, when a child is born, a child is not coming outside. So Vrijvasis cannot have that much strength for darshan of baby Krishna. So all Vrijvasis have too much crying, how he can see the son of Nanda, how he can see the son of Nanda. Therefore Krishna gave this opportunity, because Krishna was very high on the breast of Putana. How to bring him down? One Vrijvasis came to baby Krishna, he passed to the next baby. Therefore Krishna came like a chain, like one for our down, and so everyone got a chance to hold baby Krishna in their arms. And that was given back to Mami Sarah. So, as Putana was killed, then Nandabala, who had gone to Mathura to pay his annual tax of ghee and yogurt and paneer. So when he was there in Mathura, Vasudeva Maharaj had warned, "Oh, you should return to Gokul, because there will be many problems there." So when Nandabala was coming back from Gokul, then he saw this huge dead body of Putana and baby Krishna there. Therefore the Vrijvasis then chopped up the body of Putana to burn her. But because she had been touched by the hands of Krishna, her body smelled like incense. So everyone was astonished on how this happened. So anyone who comes in touch with Gurudev, anyone who comes in touch with Krishna, all their bad qualities will be removed. Like Putana attached to Krishna. So, that time, Sukadeva Goswami, when he was reciting these pastimes, he said a whole body young Sanakala would come. He got to see a fear sabi, they read that from Yashtanam and Kuto Anyam, King of Saranam and Goya Prajima. Sukadeva Goswami became amazed. A whole body young means if Putana had given some one drop of milk to Krishna, he could have said Putana did some seva. But she had not one drop of milk. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said, a whole, how amazing! She did not do any service to Krishna. She only came to pretend to be like a mother. And what did Krishna do? He gave her a position in Goro Vrindavan Dhatri. That means like a mother, like a nursemaid. But not in Vrajagopur, but rather in Goro, not in Vrindavan, in Goro Vrindavan, one separate section of Vrajagopur. So Sukadeva Goswami says, "King Goro Sarana." like a mother and killed Krishna, then imagine what Krishna would do for us. Therefore, keep all the son of brother and Brahma. Who would serve anyone to Krishna? Because he is so much merciful. Sri Krishna Chandra Ki.
Padmavati, his wife, who went to his father's house, and in the evening she was walking in a park there. At once Drumil, that one demon Drumil, came and she knowing the, but she became pregnant by Dhruvindai. So Kans became like so, like Dhruvindai, not like Ugrasen, very calm, quiet. Then Krishna became 1.5 years age. Now he became a group of children. And they used to steal butter, store butter, this house, that house, that house. Really, Yashoda had not seen all his activity. They used to come
complain
and complain. Today your son with group came in my house and stole butter. One lady came and complained to Yashoda Maiya. I caught him, your son.
Red-handed.
He was stealing butter in my house. But Yashoda never believed it. After some time, one gopi catch Krishna, red-handed, and she took to Yashoda. It was very morning, mouth not seen, and when he went in the house of Yashoda, oh Yashoda Sakhe, you don't believe, see your son how naughty, and
I caught him red-handed,
stealing butter, and I had caught red-handed, and so you should come and see. Yashoda Maiya came and opened his mouth and saw that his son was there, not Krishna. And Krishna coming from bed telling, mother daily they used to abuse me and to tell that your son had gone like this. intimation, going on lila, and one day what became?
Go forward.
Who also wanted to put Krishna down from her breast.
She had the strength of 10,000 elephants, but she couldn't put Krishna down. Mother Yashoda easily put Krishna down because her love and affection is overwhelming and it controls Krishna. Krishna is controlled by her love. So she goes and gets the milk. The milk was in so much anxiety, I will commit suicide because I'll never have a chance to serve Krishna, so I'll jump in the fire. Because Krishna's ability to take her milk is unlimited and her breast milk is unlimited, her breast milk is unlimited. So she went and got the milk, and Krishna wasn't pleased by this. So he decided to throw a temper tantrum. So he ran, he got a grinding mortar, and he climbed up on a grinding mortar and he broke the pot of yogurt.
First he
and
broke
he was
the
taking
vessel and broke the vessel.
The
vessel on the ground.
Okay, he broke one on the ground.
Yes. He took the vessel and broke the vessel.
So, being very much angered, he did so many things. And he even tried to feed the yogurt and butter to the monkeys. And when he saw Mother Yashoda coming back, then he ran and he hid. But she was like a detective. She saw the footprints of Krishna. Wonderful footprints of Krishna marked with the padma, the beautiful lotus flower, the conch, the club, and the disc. So following these footprints, when she saw Krishna, and she wanted to teach him a lesson, not to be a naughty boy. So in this way she thought, what will I do? She threw away the stick. Krishna was breathing heavily. He was crying. The cotton on his eyes was so beautiful. How could anyone catch Krishna running? The Mother Yashoda overwhelmed Krishna with her love, and Krishna allowed her to catch him. She thought, how will I punish Krishna? I will bind him to the very mortar that he has committed his crime with. So she took all of the rope in her house. In Vedic society, they bind the back legs of the cow or the rope in the cow because sometimes they kick. So she took the ropes for tiny cows. She put them all together and it was 2 fingers too short. She took more rope and got some of the rope from other gopis' homes, and she also was 2 fingers too short again. Again, Krishna is Supreme Lord, unlimited. He cannot be bound. Finally, she took the hair. She was breathing heavy. She was determined. I will, out of love and affection, teach my son to not misbehave. So she took the hair from her hair and easily bound Krishna. Our acharyas explain that these 2 fingers are very important for us as sadhus. One of these fingers represents sadhana bhakti, our endeavors in bhakti. The other finger is the mercy of Krishna, kripa. By our endeavors and by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, then we become successful in our activities in sadhana bhajan. So, Krishna being bound by Mother Yashoda went back to the kitchen to do her duties there. And there Krishna was still weeping and crying, being bound by Mother Yashoda. So the coward boys thought it was very funny, and they were joking and making fun of Krishna, just see. Krishna was very embarrassed, crying more and more. The coward boys attempted to unbind Krishna, but they were unable to do so. Cowboys are succulents to Krishna. Even Balaram, although he has some partiality of Vatsalya Prem, his older brother, he could not unbind Krishna. Then when Nanda Baba came, oh, Krishna, who has done this?
কামবন্ধন কত দূর বলেছে বলরাম এসছে এখন বলে কে বেঁধেছে বলে মাইয়া তখন বলে
বান্ধা হয়ে গেছে
মহারাজ নন্দাম কৃষ্ণ ও সো লেট সাম অফ দি अदर মাই সিগার স্পিক অ্যাবাউট নন্দাম
He told to finger everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
This Guru Bhargava told everything.
After that,
Maharaj, Mother Maharaj, you have keys. What do you want?
Oh, these two very recent expend and effulge in big figures, which were demigods, coming from the heavenly planets. Actually, they were the sons of Kubera, who was the treasurer of heaven. And their names were Kubera and Manigriva. Yes, thank you, I always forget. They came up out of this tree, and they immediately began offering prayers to Krishna, and they circumambulated him, and they were the sons of Kubera, and their story of how they came into that tree is very interesting. They were the sons of Kubera, as we mentioned, and they were in the heavenly planets enjoying. In the heavenly planets, the level of enjoyment is thousands, millions of times greater than here on the earth plane. And there, they were playing in one pond, and they were enjoying with some heavenly dancers. And they were completely drunk, mad drunk. And they were naked as they were playing in the pond with these heavenly dancers, enjoying themselves. They thought, oh, this is the best. Then Narada Muni came by, as Gopa does in many pastimes. Narada Muni came by, and these heavenly dancers, they saw Narada, and they covered themselves up, they became very shy. They saw a great sage. So they covered themselves, bringing the modesty. But the two sons, twin sons of Kubera, they became annoyed that Narada Muni had come as interrupting their enjoyment, their pastime. And, oh, old man, why is he coming here? Interfering with our enjoyment. They became very upset. Why are you coming? They said to him. And Narada, how their consciousness has become so corrupt, completely intoxicated they are. And they're just completely naked outside with no shame at all. He was thinking he wanted to help them. Because Kubera, friend or heaven, is his dear friend, very close friend in Narada. And he thought, how can I help him? So he thought, well, this consciousness they have, this is like the consciousness of a tree. Trees are outside completely naked, their arms in the air, like that. So Narada, he christened them. They should become trees. And because they were the sons of a dear friend of his, any cursed devotee is like this. It's not as if you become annihilated or condemned forever, because the curse of devotee is actually beneficial. So the curse of Narada Muni, that they become trees, then he put that tree into an area, in a land, that in the future, thousands of years, would be the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan and Gokul Mahavan. Thousands of years went by, and then the tree was knocked down by Krishna, and the twin sons of Kubera had been liquored then by Krishna at that time for many thousands of years, and they circumvented Krishna, and Krishna, he said to them, if they circumvented him, that they could return to the heavenly planets now. But after they killed that lifetime in the heavenly planets, then they went to the local world.
যমরাজন তারা হলো কে কি ব্যাপারে সেটা বলছি
They were discussed by them in the Nanda Maharaj's courtyard, and Krishna manifested those pastimes when he performed his manifest pastimes here in the material world. And by hearing them, each of them represents a different anarch in our heart, and it will purify us. Gauraka Namaha.
কৃষ্ণ
দাম বন্ধ খোলা হয়নি বলবে কি ওটা না অন্য কেউ বলবে জিজ্ঞেস করছে দাম বন্ধ কৃষ্ণ এখনো খোলা হয়নি কৃষ্ণ বন্ধ না আছে কন্টিনিউ আই জাস্ট স্পিক
bound to the water. The demigods were free, and they were liberated, and they even sent off to go over and stop them. But Krishna still stuck there in Puri Ramar, and just mortified to him. So when the trees fell down, it made such a loud sound that Nanda Maharaj, he came running. Oh, what is this? What is this? What is happening? It was a startling sound. It shook the earth. So Nanda Maharaj quickly ran, and he saw Krishna was bound to this mortar. So with great effort, he finally managed to untie Krishna. And it was very, very difficult for him, because Malika Shoda's love and affection is even stronger than his. But with great difficulty, he managed somehow to untie Krishna. And then he took Krishna on his lap, and he asked Krishna, who has done this to you? And Krishna whispered, he didn't want to say it first. Nanda Maharaj had to ask a couple times. And Krishna whispered, mother did this. Nanda Maharaj was shocked. He didn't think it was possible to do that. And so he took Baladeva and Krishna, and they went down to the bank of the Yamuna, was feeding him, waddles from his pocket to comfort him. He was very upset. Baladeva also eating that. And then they came back to the house later in the evening.
Milk.
And Mother Yashoda.
Milk. Milk.
So they were there. So they came back to the house then, and Mother Yashoda had been standing in the doorway of the house like a statue. She was actually shocked, and she just wanted to punish Krishna because he wouldn't grow up to be a dacoit or anything. So that he had to be disciplined. And when Nanda Maharaj came back with Krishna and Baladeva, then Mother Yashoda was there, and they could see the state she was in. But Krishna, he didn't want to go to her. And then Rohini Devi, Balaram's mother, came and spoke to Krishna and said, oh, that she was trying to get Krishna to go to Mother Yashoda. She said, if anything happens to your mother, then what will you do? And as soon as Krishna heard that, he realized, oh, I cannot live without my mother, without Mother Yashoda. And immediately he ran up to her and jumped onto her lap. She rested. And everyone was weeping in joy to see the lovely exchanges between Mother Yashoda and Baby Krishna.
All be crying.
But reach Mathura. Krishna performed perform these beautiful pastimes, he teaches Solila Hiranandha Kundai, Swaroshami Majantama Rakayantam. Krishna performs these beautiful pastimes, which drown his associates in Vrindavan in pools of bliss, to teach all others who are worshipping Krishna in awe and reverence to come more and more to understand Krishna's childhood pastimes and come to a deeper relationship with him. So in Mathura, this news was coming about Krishna's beautiful childhood pastimes, and they reached the ears of one fruit seller. So many merchants would go back and forth between Vrindavan and Mathura, and the news would come from the Vrindavan side. So this fruit seller got an urge due to the sadhu sangha from Vrindavan. The fruit seller got an urge to go and get darshan of that very beautiful Damodar. So she went to Vrindavan looking for Krishna, and at the same time, with the excuse of selling her fruits, oh, take bananas, take mangoes, take apples, buy the fruits for me. But at the same time, she was looking for how she could get the darshan of Krishna. But Krishna was sometimes sleeping, sometimes playing in the lap of his mother in his room, so she couldn't get his darshan. So she would come again and again and try, and as she tried more and more, her eagerness became greater and greater, until finally she became so determined that do or die, I must see Krishna today or I'm not going back to Mathura. Srila Gurudev said that we, in order to be able to get the darshan of Krishna, must also have that same determined vow. I'm going to hear the pastimes of Krishna. I'm going to not talk pujalpa. I'm going to not criticize or hear gossip. I'm going to read Vedanti and Gopiki and the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day I'm going to chant my Gayatri with proper meditations, my japa with remembering the songs in the songbook and the prayers that our acharyas taught us. So she was very determined. And just like many, many fruit sellers, they're able to carry their baskets without holding on to them. They had such a balance that they could put their two arms anywhere they liked. So she would have her arms up in the air, and instead of chanting, follow, follow, take fruits, take mangoes, take bananas, she became so lost in absorption of Krishna, which is the qualification for doing good bhajan, lost in separation from Krishna and forgetting everything else, that she began to sing, take Damodar, take Madhav, take Govinda, Madhav lo, Govinda lo, Damodara lo. Because Sankirtan, in the mood of separation, is the key for achieving the darshan of Krishna. Krishna is forced to go there and come in the view of his devotee who's singing in separation. He's forced and feels compelled to give that devotee his pure service. The gopis also knew that system, and so they sang their gopi beat. So Krishna, hearing this beautiful prayers of the lost in reverie of separation, this fruit seller, Krishna got off the lap of his mother. He was determined that I'm going to give mercy to this fruit seller. So I'm going to give my darshan. I want to see that fruit seller. So Krishna took some grains, but even though he was able to carry lots of grains in the beginning in his little hands, as he was carrying the grains fell through his fingers. You can imagine a little baby trying to carry something. So he came to the fruit seller as to exchange, to make an exchange, because in those days there was no money exchanges, but just bartering. So he came, he just had a few little pieces of grain stuck in his fingers now. And he came to the fruit seller and he said, give me fruits. So finally she saw her goal, her object, and she became so overwhelmed with love and affection that she forgot all of her existence and said, okay, I'll give you the fruits, but under one condition. You have to sit in my lap and you have to call me mother. So she's a low class compared to Krishna, who's the son of the king of Raj, and she's a mere super fruit seller. So Krishna's looking in all different directions. Does anybody see? Because if anybody sees me sitting on the lap of this merchant and calling my mother, surely everyone will laugh at me. But of course, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his desire, there was nobody around. So he saw, yes, the coast is clear. So he sat on the lap for 1 second, called her mother, and jumped off her lap. Give me fruits. So she was now completely in total ecstasy. So she gave him so many fruits. First that could fit on his hand, and then that was enough. So he extended his arms, so whatever she could fit on his hands and his arms. And Krishna quickly went away to his mother and showed all of the fruits. There were only a few fruits that Krishna could fit on his arms and hands. So his mother took the fruits and began distributing them to her associates. But because the nature of Krishna Prasadam is that it's unlimited, she kept distributing and distributing, and there was no end. Mahaprasadi Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnavi. Srila Gurudev gave a very, very deep explanation of this prayer that we sing daily. Oh Mahaprasadam, you are none different from Radha and Govinda and all of their pastimes. You're none different from the holy name, which has the power to create and destroy innumerable universes. Oh Mahaprasadam, you're none different from the holy Vaishnavas, who come and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Therefore, you can give me whatever they can give me. You can give me Braj Bhakti and even Gopi Bhav. And you can take away all my anartas. So I beg you to do that. So this is the nature of prasadam, and whether you saw it was distributing and distributing. Meanwhile, what happened to the fruit vendor? She completely forgot anything of Mathura or anywhere, and just lost and remembered beautiful little 2.5-year-old Damodar. So finally somebody came over and held on to her shoulder, wake up, wake up. And then, instead of going back to Mathura, she walked towards the Jamuna, and as she was walking, her basket of fruits, now she gave Krishna a lot of the fruits, but her basket was becoming heavier and heavier, not lighter, but it was becoming gradually so heavy. Finally, she took the basket from her head and looked in the basket, and she saw that what was previously fruits was now valuable diamonds, jewels, emeralds, sapphires. So you can imagine that someone might think, wow, now I never have to sell fruits again. But what did she think? That Krishna has cheated me. I wanted Krishna and he's given me these jewels. What use are these jewels? I want Krishna. So not knowing where she was going, she left and never returned again to Mathura. So where did she go? Srila Gurudev explained that because she had such a strong desire to be Krishna's mother, Krishna took away her gross body and sent her to become like a mother in Krishna's own abode. So this came to her by Sadhu Sangha, that she achieved this great destination. What to speak of, we have such association as Srila Gurudev, who's come from the Nikunjas, who's the topmost guru, topmost sadhu, because he's a personal associate of the highest Istadev, Srimati Radhika. And he's offering us the greatest fruit, the greatest jewels of his eternal service. So we're so greatly fortunate. Srila Gurudev Ki Jai.
Now, seeing so many problems there, so many demons coming, and also her cows no grazing, so all Prajavasi, Upananda and other told, we should give up this place and go to river, Jamuna river, that side, very beautiful, big one. So many new things Krishna will see. So we should give up this. And then first, cows were going, black and white, two rows. After that, the Gwalpa, Ma Yashoda and Rohini Krishna in a cart, bullock cart, and after that all Brajavasi left Gokul and they came outside, other side of Jamuna, named Shatikara, Shatikara. Shatikara means a village surrounded by carts. They are playing Supreme Lord. He was first grazing
calves.
Small cows. Small
calves.
Calves. So Sri Krishna was playing with boys, making so many fun, and he saw a very big buck.
Buckman?
Crane.
Crane. Who was that?
Vishnu.
No.
Vishnu
is merciful.
You can that?
Vishnu merciful.
You can that? What can you?
Reading hands?
Gure Gura Chandraya
Radha Radha
Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Bhaktana Monaha Chakrata Gurudyascha Vipasthitya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, I'm offering my congratulations to the Pushpanjali and the Lord Speaker Shiva Gurudev, Om Vishnu Padri Vajik Chari Vajistra Prasadha Shishima Bhaktivinoda Narayan Prasadha Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. So we're hearing very wonderful pastimes of Krishna from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam from the Visva Srila Gurudev. And now, after Srila Gurudev has described so many pastimes of baby Krishna killing Putana and Damodara Leela, etc., we were hearing about the pastimes which were a bit, which happened a bit later. And many demons were coming to Vrindavan every day, even more than one every day. And the cowherd community was very much worried about that. So, but also Krishna was known as a very heroic boy. And the cowherd men were discussing, we remember the prophecy of Gargacharya when he was giving Krishna's name and he saw his astrological chart. He said that Krishna was sometimes very specially protected by Lord Narayana. In fact, Lord Narayana was always protecting him and acting through him. So another pastime Srila Gurudev has just And that friend was named Baka, Baka Sur. He was another friend of Kamsa. And Kamsa specifically instructed him to kill Krishna. So the demon had a great beak, and he opened his beak and he started swallowing Krishna. And the Prabhupada boys who saw that, they shouted, Kayare, Kayare. It means he swallowed him, he swallowed him. So there's a village Srila Gurudev takes us to in Rajamandala, which is Kayare, which is called Kayare. So, and then Krishna, as all Vrishvasis thought, he was, Lord Narayana was acting through him, so he, with mighty arms, he took the demon's beak, like great big scissors, and he bifurcated him. So he opened his beak, and the demon was killed. So the coward boys, they shouted again, Kayare, Kayare. It means that he hasn't swallowed him, but he was trying to swallow, but actually Krishna killed him, bifurcated him. So Shri Krishna Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also mentioning this demon, and he's saying that Bakasur is the personification of arrogancy and duplicity and very rough attitude. So Krishna has killed this demon, as many, many others, so other speakers will be telling up.
He's trying to meditate, pretending to meditate.
He's a sadhu, he's a great sadhu, renounced.
Yes, yes, duplicity. This demon personifies duplicity and also there's a symbol of kapata, or duplicity of a crane who stands on one leg. He stands on one leg and he seems to be a great yogi and meditator, and he sees actually not personality of Godhead, but so many fishes in the water. And as soon as he sees another fish, he wants to grab that fish with his beak, and immediately he enjoys his the taste of his new victim. So this is a great, this lila is meditated upon by great sages and also by great devotees, and they're encouraging us sadhakas to meditate on this lila also, because we are aspiring as sadhakas, we're aspiring to get rid of our anarthas, and one of them, duplicity, is one very prominent anartha in our bhajan. We shouldn't be pretending of being someone else that we are. A genuine devotee always remembers this lila and prays to Lord Nityananda Prabhu to remove the anarthas from his heart. Panchakala.
After Bakasu, Krishna, like playing, he killed Barsasu.
Yes.
You remember?
No.
Tell him he will leave me.
Father, I guarantee you know this.
Tell him.
Offer my humble honor of pranam to the lotus feet of my Paramahansa Devi Srila Bhakti
I am from Adalabha.
Sri Gurudev asked me to speak on
Vatsasura.
And he asked me if I know anything. I don't remember much, but I will try to speak something. So once Krishna was playing with his cow friends, and they were playing in a beautiful way, like, how do you call it, horse and
cocks
and rovers, yeah. And they were playing two parties, yeah. So one party, they had to carry the other party on their back. And this pastime, one demon had entered the group of cowherd boys, and was determined to somehow or other kill Krishna. Yeah. That is their program of the demons. They want to somehow or other diminish Krishna and make sure that everybody believes in self-gratification, and that is the perfection of life that will bring us happiness. And they are actually enemies of Krishna. But here in Braj, we see the most beautiful activities that are performed here. They are meant to increase the love and affection between Krishna and all the Vrajavasis. All these demons, they come to increase the love and affection of Mother Yasoda, Nanda Baba, gopis and cowards for Krishna. Always they are worried if there is any danger, what will happen? Krishna should help us. What will happen in Krishna? Somehow or other we should be protected. Another demon is coming, they are always in anxiety. And when Krishna comes out successful, they are overwhelmed with more love and affection. This is the spiritual reality. Always increasing love and affection for that most beautiful, naughty coward boy, Sri Krishna. So here that demon, Vatsasura, he had disguised himself as one of the cowherd boys. Cow. A cow. So how he entered? He entered the cows, yeah, and he wanted to attack. I don't remember this.
He was smelling it. He smelled bad and
pushed. Maharaj, you come. You will finish this. I'm excusing myself.
Can disguise the calf that he's named Vatsasura. So all the other calves were avoiding it because he had a very bad smell. They could understand this is not any associate Krishna but one demon. Therefore he was trying to cheat Krishna Balaram by doing that. Krishna Balaram also knew he was a demon. Therefore during the game, the Krishna came near him and grabbed Vatsasura by the legs and swung him around very fast, and by his centrifugal force he gave up his life. Cast him aside. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a very wonderful commentary on Vatsasura. He said Vatsasura represents the anatta of childishness and disobedience. Therefore, by killing, that is one anatta in spiritual life, one does not become mature. So Srila Saraswati Thakur, he said, the Western Puritan movement, which tries to restrict sense enjoyment of young children until they are married and properly situated. Actually, this is the demon Vatsasura. Because Western, before, of course, not nowadays, but like in the 19th century when Saraswati Thakur wrote, the Puritan movement was trying to restrict sense enjoyment of young persons. But their end intention was so that they could restrict their sense enjoyment when they were young, so they could enjoy more in old age. So they attempted sense control, which is the number of another form of cheating. So Vatsasura represents that twin anatta of childishness and disobedience. No? Because Vatsasura came as a young, playful calf, but Krishna killed him. There will immaturity in spiritual life is also one obstacle that is finished by giving the pastime of Vatsasura.
Rasananda Prabhu was explaining to me that Avasura represents pot,
or represents sinful activities. Jihinsa. It represents the malice inside the heart for harming other beings. So all the different demons that come, like you said, Bhagavata Sura, Kapata, or being duplicious, Krishna killing them represents how Guru Krishna comes in our heart, kills our anarthas, and establishes us in relation to Krishna. So in other words, in simple language, to kill Krishna, we have to give up all malice for killing other living entities, all sinful activities, and all duplicity.
Yes, so watch out.